Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the current projects that you're doing right now?
Pretty much Heroes in School. Those are the big main projects I'm doing right now. So, I think if I was doing anything else, I would be a little bit too busy with school and all. I just started. This is my fourth week, so I'm getting into the swing still. So, I think basically that's it.
Can you tell us at all what's new this season on Heroes and with your character, Micah?
Micah's, I think, going to be stepping out of his comfort zone a little bit. Got a, you know, adventure, you know, because he's always got his, you know, mom, and that's the main person he really hangs out with and, you know, basically is with all the time. But in this season, I think you'll see Micah kind of maybe step out of his comfort zone a little and meet some new people and get some friends. So.
What made you want to be a part of the show originally?
Well, it was a great script, and it was also like Mike is such an in-depth character that's really, really awesome to play him, you know? So I think those are the main two things. I was on a sitcom before called My Wife and Kids, and so, you know, with sitcoms you can't really delve into the character as much, but with, you know, Micah, you could really, really, you know, go deep into Micah, which is really something that I really like. So that's pretty much why I really wanted to do this.
What about your role do you find challenging?
Everything, which is good. I find it challenging to, you know, basically act. By that, I mean, like, Micah is a very complicated character, which means that you've got to really work hard to try to find out what you really be, you know, doing and feeling and thinking and everything. So that's basically the most difficult part about it. At the same time, that's the most difficult part about it, too, is, you know, challenging.
What's it like working with such an amazing cast?
It is awesome. And they are all so funny. Like, seriously, all of them. It's kind of freaky because I remember this one time someone said, why is this a sitcom instead of a drama? Because everyone on the set is hysterical and they're all like big kids, which is awesome.
What's been your most memorable moment from filming?
Probably my most memorable moment would be when we were out in the woods just after Dio had been shot in the shoulder by Jessica. That was really fun. We filmed out in a really cool location too. There were bison and deer out there, which was really, really cool. And that was just so really fun to be able to do too.
If you could have superpowers, what superpower would you have?
I would probably have the power to talk to animals, because I'd really like to be able to talk to my pet. That would be pretty awesome.
What kind of pet do you have?
A dog and a cat.
Why do you think people keep tuning in to see Heroes?
Well, I think that the writers are doing a really great job and the cast is awesome. But on the whole, it's just a great show. I think that everyone's done a really good job of making the storylines really, really amazing, each individual storyline, which is pretty crazy seeing as there are a whole bunch of storylines, which is also what makes it cool, is that, you know, it has all these different storylines, and each episode they give you some of each of those storylines, which really makes the episode go by really quickly, because you're enjoying it the whole entire time, because it seems like you're only getting little snippets of things, which is really, really cool, and I like that a lot, and each storyline is so amazing that it's fun to watch.
Do you keep in touch with your former friends from your time on My Wife and Kids?
We've lost touch with most of them. Parker's little girl who played Katie, we talk to her still. In fact, we just went over to her birthday party. She just turned 12. Yeah, and Keisha Campbell, who played Jay, it's been a long time. We keep in touch with her, and she's awesome.
Well, you seem to have great comedic timing. Have you worked at it, or is it something that just comes really natural to you?
Well, thank you. My mom and I worked on that, because actually I was really, really shy when I started acting, very, very shy. And so I think that has made me come out of my shell a little bit, and we did work on that, actually. And my mom has some great ideas. She's basically like my acting coach. We worked on that together, and and that was really fun. And so we hopefully got a lot done. But thank you for saying that.
What do you do in your spare time?
Let's see. In my spare time, I like to watch TV, of course. Play video games, of course. But besides that, we haven't gotten around to it lately, which is disappointing. But sometimes we go out in the off-road. We've got two dirt bikes and a go-kart. And so we do that, which is really fun. We sometimes go to the movies. I've got a lot of homework, though, so that is a problem. but let's see, I play with my dog and my cat, actually. My cat is very playful. If you ever, like, see me, you'll notice that I've got a bunch of scratches on my arm, and that is from my very playful cat. But besides that, that's pretty much what I do in my spare time.
What would you like to say to everybody who's a fan and supporter of you?
I would say thank you very much. Let's see, this is actually a good question. I've never gotten asked this before. I've gotten asked a lot of questions, and never once have I gotten asked this. Usually you'll see a bunch of questions being repeated, but this one's a new one.
Good.
So that's very, very good, because I will let you know that almost, like, there are a lot of repeats. But this is definitely a new one, so it's making me think. Let's see. I would say thank you very much, and it's pretty funny because if they were, then they would have seen me go from 6 to, let's see, 11. So I would say that, yeah, so I've pretty much grown up with them, I guess. So that's pretty cool, and I had a lot of fun.